Last night, Lizzo won Entertainer of the Year honors at the 51st NAACP Image Awards, and her acceptance speech sounded a bit like the mission statement for the whole show.
Every last one of you, you are the award. We are so special. We are such a beautiful people. This is just a reminder of all the incredible things that we can do. God bless you and keep on being an award. Let's go!
In a year when award shows like the Oscars and the Golden Globes have faced criticism for nominating few people of color, these awards can take on a larger impact, says NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, who is with us now to tell us more. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So you watch all the award shows. What did you think of this one staged by the NAACP? Like, how does it fit in with all of them?
Yeah, I do have to watch them all. And I have to say, what makes the Image Awards so special is that they are an award show that's seen through the lens of Black people and Black culture. So people get nominated and win, like Eddie Murphy or Lupita Nyong'o or Jennifer Lopez and almost the whole cast of Black-ish, who might get ignored or downplayed in more mainstream award shows like the Oscars or the Emmys. And the NAACP wasn't just honoring like third-tier characters in second-rate TV shows or movies. These winners are some of the highest-profile movies and TV shows in the industry, which just showed me how far non-white people have progressed in the work they're doing and how far some of these award shows have to go to recognize people.
So tell us a bit more about the winners. Who did well? And does that say anything to you about the state of the industry?
Well, nominees are selected by NAACP committees, and then winners are chosen by the NAACP members and the public. So sometimes it's tough to know exactly what it means when somebody wins an award, but Black-ish tended to rule the TV categories, and I was glad to see that Eddie Murphy's tribute to one of his heroes, Dolemite Is My Name, won Best Independent Film. When They See Us, Ava DuVernay's amazing limited series on the Central Park Five, won 3 awards. And the film Just Mercy, about criminal justice system reformer Bryan Stevenson's effort to exonerate a Black man unjustly convicted of murder, he won 4 honors, including Best Film. And because of those wins, race and criminal justice got a lot of attention during the ceremony, including in this stirring acceptance speech by Stevenson. Let's check it out.
The Bureau of Justice has projected that 1 in 3 Black male babies born in this country is expected to go to jail or prison. We have a system of criminal justice that treats you better if you're rich and guilty than if you're poor and innocent. We cannot stay silent about this reality.
Well, yeah, certainly very relevant after the last weekend, the news about the pardons. But you are a critic, though. It's in your job title. Are there things about the ceremony that you thought could be, let's say, improved?
Well, I'm going to start my criticism with a compliment, which is they finished this award ceremony in 2 hours so that people from the Oscars and the Golden Globes could learn a lot from this crew. But to do that, they gave the winners almost no time, really, to give their acceptance speeches. And the Image Awards has over 60 categories. So winners in some great areas like literature, say Toni Morrison's The Source of Self-Regard and Margaret Wilkerson Sexton's The Revisioners, they weren't on camera. And there were some interesting winners in those categories that weren't aired, like Lupita Nyong'o won Best Film Actress, but she also won an award as a children's author for the book Sulwe. And 50 Cent won an award for directing an episode of Power. So I guess that just shows how multi-talented Black folks can be.
That is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about the 51st NAACP Image Awards. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.